Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, part of World War One on the BBC.
The 23rd of January, 1917. Private Kenny Stogall.
Hello? Is anyone in there? Mrs. White? It's Kenny. It's Kenny, Mrs. White. Oh, Mrs. White, please.
What do you want?
Oh, I thought you must be in there. I knew you must be. I just didn't want you to leave without saying goodbye. I know how it sounds.
Do you?
I know what you must think of us.
Then why are you here, Kenny?
Because I'm sorry. Because I never thought it would get so out of hand. I'd got no idea. I mean, I didn't mean for... Can I come in?
No.
I should have never left.
But you did. And I won't forget what you said when you left either.
I regret that. I do. I don't know why I said it at all. It was just in that moment. It was like there was a spell on me and then it wore off. That cut on your face.
What about it?
It looks bad.
It'll heal.
What happened?
It was a bit of glass from the window.
Does it hurt?
Oh, what do you think?
See, the doll's house got smashed.
Yes.
Some of my best work, that.
It was lovely.
But Mrs. White, what they did was so wrong. And you have as much right to be here as anyone. More right. More right than Lester Reed or Iris Reed or any of them.
And now the Reeds are going to have this place. After all that.
It's not right.
No.
Of course not.
Well, it's not right, but it's the way it is.
Can I really not come in? I mean, you must need help. I can shift boxes or sweep up or...
I do need help, actually.
That's what I'm here for.
Come on, then. Yes.
It's worse than I imagined.
I've got to be out of here by 5.
Have you?
And look at it.
We can do it. We can do it between us.
Half of the toys were broken in the attack, as well as the windows.
I'll get a broom, shall I?
Well, the main job is packing up any of the toys that aren't damaged. I found a buyer for anything that survived, and somebody's coming to pick it all up just before I go.
All right.
So it's mainly a case of going through the toys and seeing what survived and what looks like it survived but actually turns out to be broken.
Maybe I can fix some of it.
There's no time.
Ah, good afternoon.
Mr. Reed.
I can't see anything good about it.
I'm surprised to see you here, Kenny lad.
Your lease doesn't begin until tomorrow. You've no right to be here today.
No harm in measuring up, though, is there?
Well, the shop isn't yours.
Aha, but it nearly is.
Nearly isn't quite the same thing, is it?
Anybody read the Newcastle Journal this morning?
No.
I haven't had the time.
I read the paper over breakfast. I had a boiled egg with soldiers as if I were a boy.
But do you think we care what you ate for breakfast?
There was an article in the journal about a silk merchant who was also an unnaturalised German. He was interned, and then they released him. So he carried on trading. Obviously, he was caught and imprisoned, but it's a scandal he was ever released in the first place. At least you won't be able to trade any more, Mrs. White.
Mrs. White isn't German, naturalised or otherwise.
Oh, you've changed your tune.
I've just seen the error of my ways.
There's no shame in defending your country from the Hun, son. Oh, hey, that rhymes.
Mr. Reed, we really can't afford the time to stand here chatting with you.
Yes, well, I do hope you're going to get this place shipshape before you leave.
You're the one that smashed it up in the first place.
Me? Well, I had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it at all. It was the will of the people. We won't have the Hun taking the money out of our pockets and the food out of our children's mouths.
You haven't got any children.
Yes, well, I thank my lucky stars for that. What are you doing with those boxes?
What business is it of yours?
I'll take the rest of these toys off your hands for £5.
That is a pathetic offer even for you.
Well, most of them are broken anyway.
Whose fault is that?
Look, let's not get sidetracked, shall we? Mrs. Weiss?
Stop calling her that.
I'll double my offer, and I think that's very generous for a handful of broken toys.
I already have a buyer, but thank you. Someone is coming by to pick them up.
Never mind, it's not as if we're short of stock. Oh, I've got big plans for this place.
I'm sure you have.
It'll be bigger and brighter.
Everyone knows that White was quality toys for quality people. And that's what really gets you, doesn't it?
I don't know what's got into you, Kenny lad, but you are asking for a smack. One arm and not. Don't think you'll get the sympathy vote.
Smack me and I'll smack you back so hard you'll be out the window.
Kenny, please.
One arm or not.
Oh, what's the point? You see, I've no need to fight. Because I've already won.
Well, how strange to lock the door on this dear old place one last time.
It'll be very strange walking past when it doesn't stay white.
Yes, well, I hope never to see that.
Don't think you'll be back?
I don't think so. I'd like to start again somewhere new.
I understand, I do. But it's such a shame. And there's so many people that loved White. And they loved you too. You do know that, don't you?
I do.
What time's your train leaving?
7.
Well, I'll take your bags to the station on the trolley. Least I can do.
All right, thank you.
Are you ready to go then?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, give us the suitcase.
Oh, I just remembered. I haven't said goodbye to Mrs. Wilson, and I would very much like to call in on her if that's not too inconvenient. Kenny, Evelina.
Hello, Kitty.
I just came to say goodbye.
Where are you going?
York. To my sister.
How long for?
For good.
For good?
I have to, Kitty.
I didn't realise you'd be going, like leaving.
I think it's for the best.
Oh, Kitty.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. Well, I mean, it is you, but it's not just you. It's everything.
Oh.
I've just had a rotten few days. There's what's happened to your shop. I mean, working for White's was... I really loved working for your toy shop. It gave me something else.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kitty. I know it leaves you short of fun.
No, it's not that. Well, it's that, of course, but... The fact is, with you leaving and Marion gone, I've got no one, and... I'm sorry, I'm getting upset in front of you. I know you've got your own troubles, Evelina.
Where's Marion gone, then?
We had a row and she moved out and I haven't really seen anyone. Or another grown-up, I mean, for days now. And I just feel so tired and so fat and clumsy and scared. Now, the idea of you, Evelina, you going, well, you was my only other friend, really.
Well, Kitty, I don't know exactly what's happening in your life at the moment, but here's a thought. Why don't you come with me?
To the train station?
To York! To my sister's place.
Do you mean it?
Of course.
Well, just get on a train right now.
It leaves at 7. Do you think you can pack in time?
Well, I think so, yeah. Yeah, but what will your sister say?
Any friend of mine is a friend of hers.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
All will be well. Now, can we help you pack?
Train.
Getting on that train,
Kayla. Right, that's the noise it makes.
Oh, you're clever. You're so clever.
You did very well with all those bags, Kenny.
I don't think my arm will thank me tomorrow. Feels all stretched like a monkey. It's nice to see you laughing, Kitty. Even if it is at my expense.
Oh, sorry.
Now, you two. Well, you three. You four for counting this one. Take care of yourselves, won't you?
We will do, of course.
Train, train.
In a minute, love. Kenny, I've just remembered something. If I write a quick note to Marion, would you be able to pass it on for me?
Certainly.
Oh, thank you.
I have a pen and notebook, I think.
Oh, thanks, Evelina.
Here we are.
I'll just write a few lines. I won't be long.
All right, dear.
But Kenny, you mustn't tell her where I've gone or who I've gone with.
All right, Mrs. Lumley.
Mrs. Lumley?
My mistake. Mrs. Wilson.
I'll explain everything on the train, Evelina. Promise me, Kenny.
I promise. I mean, if that's the way you want it.
You've been a wonderful help this afternoon.
Well, I wish I'd been more of a help sooner, but...
But you made it right, Kenny. You did.
I do wish you well, Mrs. White. I really do.
I know you do.
Marion!
Kenny?
I brought you a note.
From Amy?
No, from Kitty.
Oh. Oh.
There you go.
What's it about?
I don't know.
Where's she gone?
I don't know.
But there's no forwarding address, there's nothing.
She said you two had a row.
We did, yeah.
What was it about?
That's none of your business.
Well, she was crying her eyes out when we got there.
Oh, don't, Kenny.
And it can't be long till that baby arrives. And she hadn't been out of the house for a week.
Do you think she'll like this?
She seemed to be under the impression that... that you didn't want to know her anymore.
Oh, man. Maybe I did give that impression. Oh, I did. I know I did. I wasn't nice.
Well, you must have had your reasons.
But they weren't. They weren't the right reasons, you know?
I do know.
Now I feel awful.
I went to see Mrs. White today.
Did you?
I helped her pack up the shop.
Well, that's good. That's good she had you to help.
I think we're parted on better terms. I sort of made amends, you know. Or tried to.
Well, that's what I want to do with Kitty, but how can I if I don't know where she is?
You can have your room back. Did you say that in the note?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
Well, not really. It just makes us feel worse, to be honest. Look, have you really no idea where she went?
I'm sorry, Marion.
Oh, don't apologise, Kenny. It's not your fault. You can't tell us if you don't know, can you?
Search online for more information about Homefront and World War I on the BBC.